Hey guys, it's Michelle B with today's Sip Social Sell Sesh on the Real Estate Influencer Buzz. And I want to share today a little bit about creating a content calendar to help you stay organized and know what you're posting and when you're posting so that you are not losing your freaking mind about what to do with your social media and in particular, Instagram. I am a midlife mama, hashtag over 55. Instagram is my jam. I love it. I have two accounts, at the Michelle B, which is my real estate Instagram account, and at So Boca, S3O's Boca, which is my lifestyle account. So I have close to 18,000 followers with really good engagement on my accounts. I am doing business. I am connecting with industry professionals. I am able to give referrals, receive referrals, creating great relationships on Instagram. And so I thought, let me jump on because I have been speaking on teaching and doing some webinars this last year, kind of getting my feet wet again, and sharing some of the things that I am doing to build my brand, my personal brand, in both my businesses, and also how to create a content calendar in just a few hours so you have 30 days of content. And here's what I always say. If you're sitting there doing a Netflix binge on a weekend for 6 hours, you can take a couple hours to coordinate your content calendar. And here's what I'm going to plant the seeds with today. Maybe you have a blog. Maybe you microblog. Maybe you have YouTube videos. Maybe you've done some amazing posts on Facebook. You need to rein that stuff in and start putting that on a content calendar. Come up with a theme. Figure out what you're going to post. If it's 3 times a week, if it's 7 times a week, if it's 5 times a week, you just need to have some structure so that you know that your posts are going to be dropping, your stories are going to be dropping, and what you're going to coordinate and circle back. Like, what's important to you right now? Are you focusing on sellers? If so, what's your seller content? Are you focusing on buyers? If so, what's your buyer content? If you're like me, my goal is to focus on other real estate agents because I am in South Florida. I live in beautiful Boca Raton. We are a destination. We are a second home market. We are a vacation home market. So I want realtors around the globe to know, hey, I'm Michelle B. Think of me if you have a referral for sunny South Florida because we live in a fantastic place. It's warm and sunny. We have beaches and palm trees. You know, I mean, so that is how I ended up coming up with the theme of my Instagram, which is an entire different podcast. But one of the things I will plant the seed with today is please, please think about why you are doing your Instagram account and what your theme is going to be. I think that's super, super important. So I did start doing some research on content creation. And I think the biggest thing is agents do seem to struggle with coming up with the type of content that they want to do, and then how do they repurpose it and make sure people are seeing it. And the other thing is you don't want to be selling all the time. That just sold, just listed, just price reduced, all of those things. You know what? People don't want to see that. They want to see who you are as a human being, and they want to see the behind the scenes. They want to see that bathroom. They want to see that gorgeous kitchen. They want to see something about your community on your feed. So keep that in mind when you're planning your calendar. And then also too, where are you going to be putting your content other than Instagram? Are you going to be sharing it in other places? So you want to kind of consider, like I call it, the three-legged stool. What are the three platforms that really resonate with you? For me, I would say it is Instagram, it is Facebook, it is Pinterest because of the Google juice, and the fourth one for me would be YouTube. I'm not spending a ton of time on Twitter and LinkedIn. I repurpose content there because I want more of the SEO platforms because I have 2 blogs. And so I feel that that's the important place for me to be. But once you come up with your content calendar, then you can repurpose to the other platforms wherever you want to go. That could include customer testimonials. It could be like how-to. People love how-to stuff. Think about what you're going to on YouTube and just kind of think about the same thing for Instagram. You could do a giveaway. I like to do quotes. So I think if you start focusing on coming up with an actual calendar and the content, you will be so far ahead of the game no matter what time of the year that you decide to do this. I will tell you, I am recording this in December of 2020. I think this is going to be pretty evergreen across the board because at the end of the day, we always need to have some sort of calendar with our content. One of the things that I have been, did put together is a content calendar template with over 80 content ideas. And I am going to be doing a webinar on that. If you want to join in, I will put the link in the show notes. For purposes of this podcast, it will be in December, and you can check out all the details there. It is not going to be a freebie, but I do have a lot of freebies. So if you do go to my Instagram account at TheMichelleB and you need a couple freebies, I definitely have some freebies there in regard to setting up your Instagram bio. And I think that's one of the best places to start because let's face it, you have one shot at giving a great first impression. So you definitely want to get that bio correct and whatever links you're going to use in your bio. But for this purpose, if you're interested in joining the webinar, it's going to be like just under 90 minutes. It will be recorded and it's going to have the template already done for you and all of these content suggestions as well as categories. It will help you jumpstart what you're doing and save you a ton of time. So then that way you can just kind of figure out what days you want to put your content in. So anyways, I'm so glad that you guys jumped on today. If you have any questions about Instagram or building your personal brand like I have, or cross-pollinating a local lifestyle blog with your real estate business, I would love to chat with you. So feel free to email me at sipsocialcell@gmail.com. You can also visit sipsocialcell.com and follow me on the social media sites. At the Michelle B is my Instagram handle. And you can also find Sip Social Cell on Facebook. I hope you guys have a great, great day. And don't overthink this. It's just more about, you know, putting it together, setting it and forgetting it. And I will be showing you how to automate these posts, how to put together a great caption for them, how to create the theme for how you're posting. It's going to be awesome. All right. Hope to see you guys there and have a great rest of your week.